Coming up next on The World and Everything, in at the World History Book. Today, the end of things. A farewell to a TV zoologist, London burning, and the final war of the Roman Republic. Here is senior correspondent Katie Galtney.
Scandal in the Roman Republic. General Mark Antony has divorced his Roman wife, leaving her for Egyptian Queen Cleopatra. Now, Julius Caesar's heir, Octavian, is challenging Antony for power off the western coast of Greece. Oh, and adding fuel to the gossip flames, Antony's abandoned Roman wife is Octavian's sister. Those were the top headlines 2,040 years ago. The drama came to a head with the final war of the Roman Republic, the Battle of Actium, on September 2nd, 31 BC.
Glorious news! At Actium, in Greece, the navy of our imperator, Octavian Caesar, has won a decisive victory over Queen Cleopatra and her slave, Mark Antony. The Egyptian fleet has been destroyed!
That clip from the 2005 HBO miniseries Rome. Octavian and Antony had a history before they were brothers-in-law. They had been two of three co-rulers of Rome after Julius Caesar's assassination. Cleopatra and Antony's closeness worried Romans, who thought their ruler would deliver the kingdom into foreign hands. Octavian declared war on Cleopatra, and Antony by extension. Cleo and Tony cut and ran, returning to Egypt when the battle wasn't going their way. Antony's beleaguered naval forces surrendered a week later. Octavian declared himself Caesar Augustus, signaling the end of the Roman Republic and the beginning of the Roman Empire.
To Rome!
Moving from the fall of the Roman Republic to London burning. This week marks 355 years since the conflagration that ravaged medieval London on September 2nd, 1666. As the story goes, a bread maker left some embers burning near his oven. The hot summer had dried out the wood and thatch construction that made up the closely packed buildings, and it was windy that night, so the baker's mistake was a recipe for disaster. The flames in some parts of the city burned hotter than 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The Great Fire of London decimated an area a mile and a half wide along the River Thames, about a third of the city at that time. 100,000 people lost their homes. The blaze destroyed the old St. Paul's Cathedral that had stood for nearly 600 years. Ruth Poling is an official London tour guide. She shared what eyewitnesses reported.
The fire burnt so hot that another diarist, a man called John Evelyn, describes how the stones of St. Paul's flew like grenades through the air as the building exploded. And the lead from the roof melted, creating a stream down the streets around St. Paul's.
The wind abated and local authorities used gunpowder to bring down walls and buildings, creating fire breaks. They extinguished the fire 4 days later and they began taking stock of the damage and what needed to change. Parliament passed the 1667 Rebuilding Act to eradicate conditions that fueled the fire's rapid spread. Architecture and materials changed. That's why so many of London's old buildings are made of brick and stone. The aftermath of the fire also saw non-construction innovations, like the first insurance company and the first fire hydrant system. Moving from goodbye to a city quarter to farewell to an entertainer.
I've been grabbed by crocs, pulled back down into the water. I've had black mambas nearly clip me on the ear. Boom slang nearly take
me. Zoologist and TV host Steve Irwin died 15 years ago on September 4th, 2006. He was pierced in the chest by a stingray barb while filming a documentary in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Irwin became a household name in the mid-1990s through his TV show, The Crocodile Hunter. For a decade, Irwin and his wife Terry showed audiences some of the world's most feared creatures.
Now this is the red spitting cobra. They're notoriously fast, and they have copious amounts of venom. You're all right, mate. You're all right. Hey,
he grew up trapping crocodiles and having close encounters with some of Australia's most merciless wildlife.
You can't afford to make too many mistakes, but I got all my digits, all my limbs.
I've been very lucky, and that's about the closest shave I've ever had.
He had plenty of close calls, but he always seemed to emerge relatively unscathed. That may be why his death shocked the world, particularly since stingrays are considered relatively docile creatures. He left behind his wife of 14 years and two children. Irwin's daughter, Bindi, gave birth to her first child this year and honored her late father through the baby's name.
If there's one thing that I, Steve Irwin, would want to be remembered for, it's be remembered for passion and enthusiasm. Conservation is my job, my life, my whole persona.
That's this week's History Book. I'm Katie Galtney.
Tomorrow, vaccination versus natural immunity. We'll examine the similarities and the differences between recovering from COVID and getting a shot to help fight it. And a win for religious liberty. We'll tell you about a ruling that upheld a Christian school's right to hire Christian employees. That and more tomorrow. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Mary Reichard. The world and everything in it comes to you from World Radio. World's mission is biblically objective journalism that informs, educates, and inspires. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Go now in grace and peace."